Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, one and all, to More Insight. I'm your host, Angela D. We welcome you to Sister Girl Network, Inc. platform. Ordained by God to meet our sister girls and brother men where they are in their lives and in their spirituality. Now, this platform is about healing from the inside out. It's about truth, being open, embracing, and actively engaging with the Holy Spirit to be led to all truth. We invite you to join us tonight by dialing in at 213-943-3551. Or you can link in through the internet at blogtalkradio.com/more insight. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. 1 Corinthians 13:11. You know, the word of God tells us, Hosanna 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou have rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou should be no priest to me, since thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. As we grow spiritually, the hidden treasures, the understanding, wisdom, and knowledge, the truth is revealed to our heart that earnestly and diligently thirst the Father. Let us acknowledge our Father. Oh, Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise. Oh, Father, we honor you. We worship you, Lord. Not because of what you do, but who you are. For you are the lily of the valley. You are the way, the truth, and the light. Hallelujah. You are our Alpha and our Omega, our first and our last. Hallelujah. You are Abba, our Father, and we thank you, Lord. You are our Prince of Peace. And Father, we give you all praise and all glory. Lord, I ask that you cleanse our hearts. Hallelujah. Cleanse our hearts and renew our right Spirit in us, Father. Oh, Father, send forth your warrant angels to touch our atmosphere and our technology. Hallelujah. For I plead the blood of Jesus from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. Oh, Lord, heal the broken in heart and bind up their wounds. And may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, oh, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen, amen, and amen. Welcome to More Insight. I'm your host, Angela D. So tonight we are talking about how do we endure to the end in faith and in truth. You know, I have learned to be anxious for nothing. And in my journey, I truly know that God always tries to take us deeper. And sometimes we're so in a rush and things are not moving as fast as we wanted to because we have too much going on in our mind. And so that's why even though the word of God tells us to be still, most of us don't even understand that. Because to be still is not the body. It's the inner man that becomes still. So still that even the distraction of a voice, someone's talking, a TV, you can block it out. Why? Because your focus is to be still. Matthew 24:13 tells us, but he who endures to the end should be saved. This is a spiritual journey. And in our growth, in our maturity, we become awakened spiritually. God is spirit, and they who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. And so for us to deny the spiritual realm is to deny the spiritual being we are. We are first spirit before flesh. Last week we talked about steadfast and unmovable. And we're dealing with these things because of the season that we're living in. And though I know it appears as everything is moving back to as it once was, but that is the setup. Think back during the time of the pandemic, where truly there were no hustle and bustle. Most people were shut in, quarantined. Businesses were shut down. And so for some, it was a big adjustment because they wasn't used to being still. I ain't talking about with the body, but with the mind. And so there was a war going on spiritually within them, being taken away from their norm, their regular routine. The season that we are living as today is foretold in the Word of God. To be a child of God is to learn to embrace change. But we can struggle and change, not willing to let go of the past. See, what's before has passed. We will never see those days again, those months, that year. It has passed. But then we get to the process for there is a process for everything we do in life. And when we look at process, that means we are moving in it. It moves. Process is a word that moves. There's movement there. There's no standing still. There's no stagnant there. You're moving. And so in your moving, there's no time there. But you move, you feel the move, you feel the change, you feel the difference. We must grow and mature, even in the process of embracing the Holy Spirit to become whole. See, to become whole does not mean that we will not deal with trials and tribulations. We will always be tested. We will be tested by the Holy Spirit, by our Father, by our Prince of Peace, and we will be tested by Satan as well. Even when we say things like, I'm good, I'm okay, walk in truth, be truthful. Soon after you say that, oh, here comes trouble, 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 trouble. You're being tested here on the earthly realm. We are so connected to the spiritual realm. It is unbelievable. But God has put such a veil to protect us from darkness. Genesis tells us it was darkness. And I'm talking about darkness, not just like if we go outside now and we just see that it's dark. I'm talking about darkness. The entity of darkness was moving on this earth. And God brought life, living things. And so in our wholeness, it's us becoming whole, being spiritually awakened, being led by the Holy Spirit to truth. Because, see, even with the Word of God, when we know who the Word of God is talking about, when we see the different races and understand the tribes that are connected to Israel, when we know who we're reading about, the deeper understanding, knowledge, and wisdom that comes forth. You can relate the word of God to your life. There's no struggle there. But there must be a choice to be broken from religious spirit and truly be spiritually awakened through the Holy Spirit. There's also a process falling away. The great falling away was during the pandemic. It will always go down to our personal relationship with God, our one-on-one, where we become so comfortable, we're engaging in this relationship, right? Just like we do in our natural relationship. We engage because we want to be around that person. We want to hear their voice, so we want to know that they have our back and we have their back, or we are staying with them and they're staying. We engage, and that's the same with our relationship with God. See, there is no time for distraction. There is no time for falling away. Completion requires discipline in every area of our life. Let's think about it. When we are focused on something and we're determined to complete it, we become disciplined in that thing. Oh, we ain't let nothing move us from it. And that's the same in our journey. Because the times that's coming forth are going to be times that we have read about, times that people done told us that, oh, that happened way back hundreds and hundreds, ABC. Oh, but God is a revealer. He reveals every heart, everything starts in our mind. Then those, they touch our heart. Then our heart touch our mouth, where we speak what we're feeling in our heart, what we're dealing with in our inner man. And so we deny spiritual things, or we say things like, oh, everything ain't the devil, or, oh, I'm tired of hearing about spiritual warfare. That's a give up spirit, because that's letting someone know that you don't understand what you chose, a life with Christ. You don't have a deeper understanding in that thing. To know that you, through the Holy Spirit, had the power and the authority to step on the serpent head to heal your body. But there are things that we must do. How do we endure to the end in faith and in truth? And so if we're not willing to go through the process of every cloud, every stage of our journey, then we become distracted and we fall away. Then when the warfare do come, and it will, then we feel hopeless. Then we struggle, even in our praying. But the word of God said, you can just moan and call forth the Holy Spirit. That's your spirit, man. That's your heart earnestly seeking strength from the helper. If we look at the Word of God, all through the Bible, all through the Word of God, weapons of warfare is mentioned. And if we meditate on these verses, we will see through all of them, it is mentioned. Your mind is mentioned, your flesh, body, or your tongue. Your mind must believe, so your flesh submits, and your tongue speaks with authority. I remember as a little girl, and my auntie, she would take us to church all the time, my cousins and my sister. And I used to hear her. Now I understand. I used to hear her. She was always warned. She was always going against those things that we look at. Oh, well, this is just happening. She never let anything stand. I would hear her say, "I bind." That's the first time I heard it, was through her. I would hear her say, "I bind these stuff. You sure hold." I would hear her talking like that. And as a child, I'm looking at her and saying, "What the what? What's wrong with her?" But I tell you, she had such a joyful life. And even though I could see different things going around, it was like she was always at peace regardless. And she had a way to bring authority in the atmosphere. That was an example. See, it was her, and even though I didn't even realize as a child, I was feeding off of her fruit. I was feeding off her faith. I would share things with her. And felt so confident in her word. See, our life is not just about us. It's for others. See, as we mature, as we grow spiritually, as we understand our power and our authority, as we speak those things as is. See, the word of God tells us things to do. It tells us, gives us all instructions we need. Even tells us to the point when we pray for one another. See, we never to try to do go through the struggle alone. We should always reach out. We should always share when we're dealing with certain struggles and shortcomings and weaknesses. We should never allow the enemy to make us feel like we're less than and not valuable because we're struggling in this area or we weak in that area. That's the warfare. That's the warfare. Because when we're dealing with certain things in our life, whether it's in our dorm, whether it's through someone else, we could feel isolated, and that's what the enemy wants. He wants us to feel isolated. He wants us to walk in a condemnation spirit. But the word of God tells us there is no condemnation spirit through those that are in Christ. And see, that's when the spirit of stagnant come in. And they have legs. Because, see, that's just like anger. That's why the word of God tells us be angry, not telling us we would never get angry, but then it tells us not to sin, because when anger gets the legs, get that strength from bitterness, unforgiveness, disappointment, it become wrath. That's when we sin, because we start saying things, doing things we ain't got no business. And see, we have to recognize these different spirits. Why? That's what we war against. Those spirits come into our life from different things, different people. Everyone that come into our life was either sent by Satan or sent by God. And Paul tells us what? To test every spirit. And how do we test every spirit? We question. We don't fall for everything. Move. That's why the word God said, be anxious for nothing. Because in your anxiousness, you move quickly. You make quick decisions. Because when you anxious, it is affecting your mind. And so if it's affecting your mind, then it's affecting your reasoning and your thinking. And so you're not in your conscious state. You're in a subconscious state. That's where your emotions are. That's where your memories are. And so you can react instead of responding. Even when we look at the spirit of procrastination that kills our blessings by moving us out of position. Now, we can feel like we have a lot of time, so we put things off. But let's walk in truth. And see, when we say walk in your truth for real, when we're saying that, we are saying that to say that you have to be truthful about you first. And even though we know God see all and see and know all, he need us to walk in truth, to be open to surrender for the help. And so when we examine that, oh, I put that off. I don't feel like you got to walk in truth, because sometimes we're putting things off because we don't want to deal with the hard truth. And so we constantly putting these things off because they stir up certain emotions that we don't want to face. Like that person you should call, and it's constantly coming into your spirit. That's why you have to allow the Holy Spirit to spiritually awaken you. And how is that done? By really being involved in your personal relationship with Abba Father. Really being involved with it. See, pick it when you pick up the word of God, and even when we look at the word of God now, we know in Daniel it tells us when knowledge is released, the wicked will become wicker and the wise will become wiser. And so as knowledge has been released for years now, you know, technology, more and more and more, even more so now in the 21st century. But because of that, certain knowledge about the Bible, people found out, you know. Otherwise would not even have been known about it. Because let's be truthful, you two and all those, they are popular. So you found out. Praise God. But see, as that knowledge was being released, then you had those that tried to keep the lie going. And so we know truth is that this book, our holy book, the Holy Bible, has been tampered with. Things has been removed. But the Holy Spirit leads us to all truth. You know, one of the reasons Jesus talking parables, I'm trying to tell you, is because it's the heart that diligently seek him, not to pump themselves up, but seek him to know the truth, opening up their heart. Hidden treasures are in these words, so you would know what part has been tampered with. I'm trying to tell you, you want to know. But God would take you so deep where once you know who you are in Christ, once you know who this word is talking about for real, the different tribes in here, what significance it has to your life. Oh, you won't be throwing this book around and only picking it up on Sundays or on Tuesday, Wednesday Bible study. This will become your daily book because you understand that you have instructions, that everything that you are dealing with in your life today, you can go into the word of God and find instructions, but it has to be a willing heart. It has to be some discipline with it, some faithfulness in it. It has to be where you're willing to face the hard truth. Holy Spirit will always read us first to teach us, to strengthen us, and to examine ourselves. How do we endure to the end in faith and in truth? Just like the man in the Word of God, he said, in my unbelief, Lord, still strengthen me. See, even when we have unbelief, we have to walk in truth. We got to start examining ourselves. Why do we have unbelief? Why is this doubt there? What did we touch? What door did we open? Who came into our life? That's how we have to live our life, because we have to walk in truth that everyone that have came our way is coming our way. It's not coming from God. Every blessing is not a blessing. That's why you have to test spirit. You know, I talked to single women, got a little round table, a little session that we have. And 4 out of 5 of them have said that they have fell for certain men because they knew the words to say. They referenced God, but gee, everybody that references God don't love God, don't know God as they Lord and Savior. They know of God. And so we can get caught up because someone comes and tells us that, okay, this your blessing for you. And we just go. We don't test that. We don't test that. We have to test every spirit. We test every spirit because those are our instructions. We have to understand our weapons of warfare, why are they so essential to understand, to embrace, to not allow them to become unstable and void. See, we miss our blessings when we're staggering. Because, see, we could be in a position now where we thinking why we here, but we don't know that we're here because that's how God moving the thing, moving our journey, moving our open door to come. We have to be here for a minute to see that open door, to be able to move into that blessing here, to be in the right place at the right time to help another, to be at the right place at the right time to save a soul, to be at the right place and the right time to share your fruit. To share your faith. See, to face hard truth, to deal with any pain and hurt, any struggles. Sometimes we have to deal with things that not happened years ago. But there's a difference than always trying to go back to the past. Than facing those things that's hindering us from the past. Now, the just should live by faith. But if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. Hebrews 10:38. We can struggle. We can come stagnant. We can procrastinate. Because we're trying to go backwards instead of forward. And us going forward, there will be things that we will have to face. But in this journey, it's us that choose to do these things in our own effort. We have angels. We have God-warned angels. We have the Holy Spirit, a comforter. We have the two-edged sword, the Word of God. We have praise and worship. You know, whatever going in your life and you just start praising God, it changed. It changed everything to the point that it touched the spirit realm as well. Even when we grow and become mature and spiritually grown, God give us revelations with our dreams. Understanding your spirit man is working that time. So you controlling your dreaming. Oh, hallelujah. You control your dream to the point where you know in your dream, you know what's going on. You know you they can't trip you up like they used to. Oh, my goodness. You're not touching things in your dream. You're not making coverings in your dream. Oh, it's so powerful. It's so wonderful when we are truly spiritually awakened. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have to make a choice to grow no matter what. We cannot be stagnant. We cannot be falling off. You know, even when we know we're not facing disappointment or pain or hatred, evil, we're not doing it in our own effort. We face it differently. We go to it head on. I'm going to ask this question. Can you identify your blessing? You know, God always blessing. He's always speaking. But can we identify our blessings? But sometimes we're looking for the big bang. And so when we start trying to step back and see a blessing in everything, even in the chaos, there's a blessing, there's a lesson, there's something going on to strengthen you. God will even put hope there if you just take the time to look for it. If you get it out your head that everything got to come in this big bang for it to be a blessing. God said, be faithful over the small things, and I will give you much more.
Amen.
See, sometimes you can't even handle a lot. That's even in our finances. I'm trying to tell you, in your finances, when you're not right, as far as so much going on in your life, chaos, and you all over the place, and you just feeling like you can't deal with this and can't do with that. That affects your finances, because when we become good stewards over our finances to the point where we're not spending every dime, because see, when we're spending and spending, that's something with our emotions. See, we recognize every part of our actions. We recognize it. We can put a spirit to it, a procrastination, unforgiveness. We can put it on there when emotionally we're emotionally hurt, and so we're always spending, and so we start speaking life into that thing, because we see the enemy use that to have us emotionally spending money, and so we're not a good steward over our money. And so then we want God to bless us in our finances, but how can God bless us if we're giving money away, if we're spending every dime we got, if we're keeping cold hands, we're not blessing when we can bless. Why would God bless that for you to take the money and do what with it? And then you're back in the same place. See, there's lessons we have to learn in every part of our journey. See, that's why in faith and in truth, that's how we endure to the end. Those tough part of our wilderness through our journey, we will have tough. We have some tough wilderness, some tough valleys that we have to endure. But see, that's part of your makeup. That's part of how you were created. Trusting that as you go through it, oh, you come out white as snow. But then you get the understanding. That's why I had to go through that. See, that's why I had to deal with that. That's why they was attacked here. That's why we have to choose. See, we have to choose to walk in our power and our authority through the Holy Spirit. We got to speak to that thing. I tell you, every time we say something, you know, that we're speaking negative or because we're dealing with something and we feel overwhelmed, we come back and we repent. Lord, forgive me for saying that. But I was just tired and overwhelmed. I was trying to get some understanding, Lord. Calm me down. See, that's how we talk. See, because in our spiritually awakened, our maturity, spiritual growth, oh, we ain't caught up in that perfect thing. That's some world stuff. What?
Amen.
You know what I say to people when they say, well, Andrew D, ain't nobody perfect. And
perfect.
I look at them, I say, oh, okay, thank you. I say, thank you. And they bust out laughing. I say, oh, because I never said I was perfect. I'm sharing with you, hallelujah. I'm sharing with you what got me through to strengthen you. But see, it comes back down to when you fall short, you get back up.
Amen.
But you don't allow yourself to keep talking about you fall short. You fell short. It happens. What life is it? Think about it. Always trying to be perfect. Talking to the women now, brother man. Want to be the superwoman, trying to be all things to everybody. Let me tell you something. I can remember some years ago. And I'm talking about years ago before, you know, I surrendered, and I was fellowshipping. Yeah, I was going through the emotions. And so I had a couple good scriptures, right? Woo! Let's be truthful. And one of my scriptures, let your yes be your yes and your no be your no. Anything other than that is evil. Oh, my gracious. But see, that came from, too, my dad told me as a young girl that no wasn't a bad word. So when I started fellowship, giving my life to Christ, even before I surrendered, that scripture stood out to me because of that. Well, anyway, it was a situation going on at church. And so I wasn't there yet, you know. I really wasn't. I was just fellowshipping. I was going through the motions. I was still bound up in religion, spirit, and so I was rebelling some too, because one of my biggest things was I didn't like that controlling spirit, right? I really didn't care for it, and I can remember that they wanted some women to do certain things. It was an event that was coming up, and they needed a couple of women to do certain things, right? And one of them, it was late. Yeah, you had, by the time you finished, it would have really been late. And so I had said, no, I couldn't do it. And so you would have thought that I was in the sanctuary cursing, okay? You would have thought that I was in the sanctuary smoking. I mean, how the congregation turned, and I mean, all force came in me because I said no. And so I always been a respectable person, like, now depend on my atmosphere, but I'm in the house of the Lord. I was raised to respect the sanctuary. So even though they was coming at me in a way that was stirring up some anger with me, I stayed still. So I allowed them to finish. And so I quote that scripture, and then I said to them, I said, I cannot be all things to everybody. I said, I did what part I could. But the time you're talking about, I have a husband that I need to go home to. And so everything got quiet, and I end up leaving. And so, of course, they talk about it because, you know, I was considered as I didn't follow the crowd. I never was like that. So I stood out.
You were considered to be radical, sister girl, and rebellious.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, there you go. I did, and I mean, it didn't even bother me because I would giggle. I really would. I would giggle because I was like, well, this guy ain't doing that. I ain't being controlled, you know. I would say things like that. But see, when I look at my journey, sometimes God will put us in a place to deal with certain things, just to test us. And so I didn't try to be everything to everybody. I was too truthful with certain things. If I couldn't do it, I said I couldn't do it. And so as my journey went on and I get into the Word of God and I see how God talk about that complaining and all that, and I'm saying to myself, thank you, Lord, because even though no or unable, we're not there for trying to be everything for everybody, even though that person might not understand at that time, that's fine. That's fine. Because, see, one of our downfalls can be rest. Because some of our struggles, some of our warfares, let me put it like that, some of our warfares interfere with our sleep. And so it could become a toll on us because our body do need rest time. But see, when we're running around trying to be everything to everybody, that's draining to us. That's draining to us. It can become a distraction. And so we have to work in truth, because how do we endure to the end? In faith and in truth. See, even with love, there is respect. Right? So I have to respect your decision. No. And should that interfere how I feel about you? No. But see, we have to be truthful too, that even though you have folks, when they talk about love and they putting all these conditions on it and all, then you got to examine that too, because that's bondage. But see, that's why you got to look at a relationship with God and relationship with all this worldly stuff, right? What's bondage? The worldly stuff is bondage. Not a life with Christ. Not a life with Daddy. There's no bondage. There's peace. Even in our rough times, even in the as we might feel, the worst is warfare at that time, because the closer we get to God, the warfare shifts to the point where even we get glimpses of the spirit realm. Oh, my gracious. Everybody, I'm trying to tell you, you should love Daddy just because he got that veil, just because you're not able to see the spirit realm, how close it is to you, for real, for real. I'm trying to tell you.
Yes, Lord.
It's important that you do not deny spiritual things. It's important that you understand the spirit realm. It's important that you understand that you are a spiritual being first. It's important that you understand your power and your authority. I was saying last week that one of the things coming up as a child, I have a cousin, and we're really close, and we talk all the time, and we was giggling some weeks ago, and I was talking about beans, because I always loved beans, and so she was talking about certain things we ate as children, and she was laughing because she was saying that I would always be the one talking about what I was going to eat and all that, and I said, well, yeah, because I struggle with certain things. I ain't want to eat it. I would go hungry first. But I said, you know, and all that, I, mom and my aunties, they taught us how to survive with little, you know. I think it's sometimes we have to get to the point to see the season that we really are in, you know. It's something when you're riding around and you see a storage place, business almost on every corner, two and three of them on the same spot. You know, when we have all that stuff, that affects our inner being. It really do. It really do. We got the clean house. That's all I'm talking about. When I say house, I'm talking about your being. We got to clean house, but then we got to clean it with our atmosphere. We got to stop holding on to all this stuff because, see, those are things that's going to be dingling at us later down the line as time as things go on. They're going to be dingling those things that we deem so valuable to us, all that stuff. And we got to start breaking free from that now. We have to make a choice to grow no matter what. We have to learn to speak blessings and favor and wisdom over our life. We have to understand that even in our downtrodden times, be still. Be still in that time. Don't make no decisions. Don't touch certain things because you have to recognize in your downtrodden. See, God never told us we wouldn't have it. But see, in your downtrodden times, that's okay because even in that mess, there's a lesson. There's a lesson. There's hope. There's blessings. There's something going on. God, I might need you to be still. You're moving too much. You're touching too much stuff. You don't allow certain entities to come in your space. You don't allow certain people to be around you. You're too vulnerable, right? You share too much. You know that's not a good thing, right, to share everything. And see, in our growth, we learn that. We got to know when to be still, be quiet. You know, we have to test every spirit. Because then we know who we can share with, when we can share with, because the Holy Spirit will allow us to know. This is our growth. This is our growth because, see, our life, someone is always watching you, a neighbor, a cashier in the store that you're always going into, watching you. You done said, you done referenced God in some way, so now you're being watched. And so your life can touch that soul. See, we can touch a soul just by our life. Where touch the soul to the point that that soul will reach out and just want to say something, hear some words from you, some hope from you.
Yes.
So many people are struggling in this time in the mind. They're struggling because of employment, how things going with that. They struggling even in fellowshipping. That's walking through. So many are struggling in fellowshipping because they're looking for it to be like the old way. See, that's why the Word of God tells us, stop trying to go back. Face what's in front of you. Do it with the Holy Spirit and not in your effort. Allow the Holy Spirit to reveal to you. God tells us we have not because we ask not. That's a tough one right there because let's be true. When we're asking God for something and we could be in a dire need at this time and we're asking God for it. We're asking, Lord, you said we have not because we ask not. I mean, we just constantly, but there's no change. Then we got to start, that's when we got to start looking at the situation, examining ourselves, the situation, who's around, what we touch. See, our eyes have to see. And I know Anthony, what you see? I'm talking about see spiritually. Because when we're struggling in certain things, when we're feeling in a downtrodden time, when we feel overwhelmed and stuff, we can't see. We can't see.
Sister girl.
Go ahead, sister girl. That's why I interrupt.
I just wanted to just comment in on a few things that you've said thus far tonight. I think that how we learn to endure to the end is by building relationship with God. In our spiritual awakening, it's relationship that causes you to stay in something. And if you pay attention to a ship carries something. We can only endure to the end by being in Christ Jesus and allowing Christ Jesus to be in us. So if you remember, Paul said to them one time when they was in a storm and in a shipwreck, he said, stay in the boat. If you stay in the ship, you won't be all right. But if you get out the ship, you're going to lose your life. Stay in the ship. So if we stay in relationship, it will help us to endure to the end, because it's in the relationship where you get your protection, where you get your safety. It's where you get your joy, where you get your strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength, because joy is not something that is external. It's something that's internal.
Yeah.
And this battle that we're going through is an internal battle.
Mm-hmm.
It's an internal fight.
Yeah.
Of battling our own selves from that old nature of man to the newness of the holiness. And actually, it's really not new, because he said renewed mind, because it was what was created in the very beginning. And so you know that it's the relationship with God that will cause us to be still. And the other thing that helps us to endure to the end is a made-up mind. That's what marriage and relationship of the earth is supposed to represent with our relationship with God, the spiritual peace. Because when you get married, you're supposed to have a made-up mind that I am, as the vows say, until death do us part. Through sickness and through health, for richer, for poor, for better or for worse. So if we take those same vows and give them to our spiritual life, which is our first identity, because God is spirit and he's searching for those who will worship him in spirit and in truth. Those who will allow themselves to be renewed in their mind to the truth of their identity, that you are spirit first, and this is a spiritual battle long before it becomes physical. Because if you can attest it and address it and arrest it in the spiritual realm, you will stop it from developing into the natural realm.
Yeah.
That's where the real battle is. And when you do that, you're able to do what you need to do to put it in the right place. So the mind has to be made up. The mind. Can you stand the rain? Can you stand the sunshine? You can only stand either or in him, because sometimes the sun gets too hot.
Yeah.
Sometimes the rain gets too much. So in him, everything is balanced out. In him, we're able to move towards perfection, which is not about every T crossed and every I dotted. It is about maturity. It is about completion.
Yeah.
Allowing him to complete the work inside of us. So nobody's complete. Nobody's perfect. Oh, yes, I beg to differ. I am mature in the Lord. I have been awakened.
Yes. Yes.
So I am going on towards perfection, because I am maturing in my Father every day. I am allowing him to complete the work. I have allowed him to baptize me with his Holy Ghost. So now I abide in him, and he abides in me.
Abide in me, yeah.
And he does direct my path. I don't understand it all, and it doesn't stop my soul realm from being disturbed in its emotions, because it don't sound good, it don't taste good, it don't feel good, and it don't smell good. But nevertheless, my soul knows right well that it is for my good. Because I love him. I've learned to fall in love and find out what love is and what love does, and how love endureth all things, hopeth all things, and believeth all things. That's why it was love that caused God to have a plan of salvation when he knew what we were going to do.
Yes,
when he knew
did.
We were going to walk away from him. When he put us in the test of the garden and put it there so that we can make a choice to serve him freely and not in a bondage.
Yeah.
He broke the bars and the irons a long time ago from the very beginning. But when you become darkened by a severed relationship, then you can no longer see that he never left you and he never forsaken you. You can no longer see that he's right there by you because he's in you of a truth. You can no longer see that you move, breathe, and have your being by him and him alone. Nothing was made that was not made that was made for him, and it was made for his pleasure. But you can no longer see that because you moved from the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You got out the boat trying to save your life. And your life was in the ship, in the relationship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when you understand mm-hmm. that he is always with you, that you're not alone. So when you're hurting, when your emotions is all over the place, guess what? He's feeling it too. When you're tempted by those things, guess what? He's right there. Mm-hmm. And all he's doing is waiting on you to ask him to strengthen you. It says the joy of
yeah.
the Lord is my strength. So if you think about the fact that you got him in you of a truth, you gain strength not to do the things that's wrong. You gain strength mm-hmm. because you know he's with you. He's watching you. And when mm-hmm. you find the love of him, you don't want to hurt him. Because see, when you hurt, he
yeah.
hurts. He hurts. When you cry, guess what? He's crying. When you're mad, guess what? Guess who's mad? That's why the Bible said we don't have a high priest that's not touched by our infirmities. Who was tempted in everything as we are, but yet without sin. So he's in us of a truth. He can keep us from the sinning. He can keep us from the emotions. He can keep us in a solid, balanced place to endure to the end the same way he did. And when it gets too much to bear, just as he did, somebody, he will pull somebody out to carry your cross for you, to go on up the hill to the finish line, but you got to finish mm-hmm. it for yourself. But they will carry it up the hill for you because you're weak. And in that place where you're weak and they're carrying it for you, you are rebuilding yourself because he is going to do the rebuilding because you got to get on mm-hmm. the cross for yourself. Can't nobody take the cross for you. They can help you carry it
right.
up the hill to the final destination,
right.
but you got to bear that cross. And the way of escape is facing it head on. He strengthens you in it so that you can bear it. He don't take you out of it. That's not bearing it. He strengthens you in it. He shows you who he is in you, who he is in you and who you are in him. So he shows you how he endured to the cross all the way to the death, how he despised the shame and endured the cross all the way to death and rose himself up again.
Yeah.
To show his enemies, you have no power and no authority here. But I got to go through the process so that
mm-hmm.
you can see the power and the authority of God Almighty. So I wanted to share that tonight. We can endure to the end because he's in us of a truth. And it's building that
mm-hmm.
relationship with him. It's finding the kingdom of God and his righteousness in you that will build the kingdom in you that will cause you to go all the way. And cause you to understand that every need you have is supplied. Because when it's too much for you, he will send someone to carry the cross for you.
Mm-hmm.
Till you get to the place where you can bear it for yourself. He's going to give you the help. He's never going to leave us alone. We have everything we need to endure to the end. He has given us all things pertaining to life and godliness. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to receive that and believe it in order to achieve it.
Yes, believe it.
Yes, we first have to believe it, then we have to conceive
mm-hmm.
it, then we can achieve it.
Mm-hmm.
So that we
Amen.
Can endure to the end. Until he called our name from this side of glory to the other side. And when we lay down, when we get to that place, when we lay down every night, because no man knows the day nor the hour. Every night
mm-hmm.
when you lay your head down, you can tell the Lord, it is well with my soul. If you don't wake
mm-hmm.
me up tomorrow, it is well with
mm-hmm.
my soul.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's how we endure. Because all we have is a day, sis. One day.
Mm-hmm.
A day.
Yeah.
A day. That's all you got.
Mm-hmm.
It's today.
Because when you close
yesterday
your eyes.
Yesterday was a today. Tomorrow will be a today. Everything is today. It's a day. And that's all we got. So in the day that you hear his voice, harden not your heart. And that day is at any moment you are fully awakened. When you are awakened from the sleep and slumber into the consciousness. I remember a while back when you talked about the unconscious, the subconscious, and the consciousness.
Yeah.
And a lot of us think that we are conscious and we're still walking in our subconscious and some of us unconscious.
Right. That's right.
And we don't even understand that some of the things that we're doing as we're being watched, the words that we speak actually show us our state of being.
Mm-hmm.
It shows us because some of the unconscious things are coming into the consciousness and you don't even know it, but it's speaking. Or from the subconscious because they're speaking. Because sis, everything that we are working out in this place is affected, affected, and infected by what is governing your thought patterns.
Yes. Yes, it is.
It is the battle of the mind.
Yes. Yes.
So right there in the thought pattern, it is affected, affected, and infected. And that's what's produced in the earth.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And if we don't get it right there, then we're going to see the stinking thinking. We get to see it because it's going to manifest itself. Everything we see manifested before us, watch this, is actually faith in the works. Because, see, we tend to think that faith is only for the Christian. But faith is in every man. He gave every man a measure of faith. That's how the evil can produce in the evil. Because by faith, the substance of the things that they're hoping for now become evident.
They believe it.
And they achieve it because they have now conceived it.
Mm-hmm.
And now they produce it in the earth, and it manifests itself. Mm-hmm. So the substance of the things hoped for have now become evident of what was in your unconscious, your subconscious. Now it has come to the consciousness.
Yes. Yes.
And it's showing you what was there.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we endure to the end? Stay in the relationship. Build the relationship. Build the Noah's Ark. Take the 120 years to build the Noah's Ark. Build it according to his specifications. Listen to his voice. Do what he say do, and that's how you're going to endure to the end because you are building an ark of safety and a place of covenant between you and the kingdom of God where you can dwell in and walk in and then manifest it in this earth. I yield, sis, back in your hands.
Praise God. That's right, sister girl. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. You know, it's a beautiful thing. I'm going to piggyback off you, sis, on a couple of things. You know, I tell you, the mind is the most critical part of our spiritual warfare. And we must have that relationship. You know, it's something that we think about a relationship in the natural realm and whether it's male and female, you know, whether it's romantic or family member or just, you know, girlfriend, something like that. We engage in that relationship, right? We spend time in that relationship. We want to talk. We want them to talk and want them to call. We want to be in their presence. We, you know, can't go a couple of days or so. And that's the same with the Father when we think about a relationship. See, when you were saying, since you said God always sent us someone to get us up that hill, get us over, but each one of us have a cross to bear. And so even when we think about that, you know, sometimes people come into our life or they come in your spirit and you call them or you go and see them or what have you. And God used them to strengthen you, give you hope, share word, bless you, touch your soul. That right there is God always with you? Sometimes we can't receive from people because it's in our mind that we got it. I'm fine. I'm good. I'm okay. But see, when we even get that mindset of thinking that we have to be okay, we got to be okay in everything, or we cannot have no struggles, or then the enemy used that to isolate us, right? Use us to isolate us. Because then the first thing we'll say is that we don't want anyone to know our business. But let's be truthful. You being tracked right now. Wait, everybody know your business. I mean, you can Google people. You can put people's name in the system, do background checks on them. And so those things we so loose with. And see, it's our soul that is so valuable in this journey. That's our mind, our will, and our emotions. That's what we give to the Father. That's what we give the Father. We're born again in the Spirit, and we have to release our soul to go through the process. And when the sister girl was talking about completion, you know, completion requires discipline in every area of our life. Discipline is so good for us, but see, that's why we have to be released from conforming to this world, because the world would look at the word discipline. Discipline. And on our obedience. Like those are bad words. So we have to be willing, having a made up mind, like this girl said, it has to be a made up mind. A made up mind and understanding that with the made up mind, the yieldingness, the faithfulness, willing to face the thing that is hindering us or that we're struggling with. Hard truth, you know, truth, even understanding as we mature, we know truth is a good thing for us. Truth convicts us. Truth stops us in our tracks. Truth strengthens us, free us. That's a powerful thing, truth. And then even when we look at truth, some people say, oh, you got your truth, my truth, and somewhere in between. I'm talking about truth through the Holy Spirit. All that, my truth, your truth, and so on. I don't even get caught up in that. You can't be dabbing here and there and not think it will affect your mindset. Not thinking that it will bring on doubt. Because if you don't believe that God will never leave or forsake you, if you don't believe that, then that's how you will operate. If you don't believe that greater is he that is in you than he in the world, that's how you operate. Without the active engagement of the mind, learning, thinking, discerning, understanding, deciding, committing to having a intimate relationship with God, without the active engagement of the mind to pick up your weapons of warfare, to be spiritually awakened, to be made free, then you won't. Word of God tells us to bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. That means every thought that comes in your head, match it to the Word of God. Don't line up with the Word of God. You bind it up. You loose it out. The Holy Spirit have given us the power and authority in this earthly realm to affect the spiritual realm, to affect all the demonic activities that the Word of God tells us we war against, the principalities, the spiritual wickedness, the darkness of this world. We have the power. We must decide what we're going to do. We even have to walk in truth if we want to endure to the end. We have to deal with those thoughts. How do we endure to the end in faith and in truth? As many as are mature. I leave you with Philippians 3:15-16. Therefore, let us as many as are mature have this mind, and if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us be of the same mind. In agreement. Philippians 3:15-16. Well, that ends our talk tonight. Praise God. We thank you for joining us on More Insight. And our topic, how do we endure to the end in faith and in truth? I trust and believe in the name of Jesus. Every ear heard. See, because when we thirst and hunger, God will always be there to give us what we need. That's what I believe. That's what I have faith in that. I trust in that. Confidence in that. And so I thank God for each and every one of you. I thank God for you coming on the line, for you sharing. May God continue to bless you and strengthen you. Thank you all for joining us tonight. God bless and good night.
Good night. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Bye. Love you. Good night.